T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, if you've noticed a lot of people being diagnosed with COVID lately, well, it's not your imagination. Welcome to another wave of the virus here in the city. Transmission rates have spiked again because of a couple of new Omicron subvariants that may be the most contagious yet. Now, covering that story for us this morning in Midtown, 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck.
It seems New Yorkers are really worn out by what appears to be a sixth wave coming into the five boroughs. Most people telling me they just can't deal with this anymore, even with the positivity rate in some parts of Manhattan at 20%. For example, this woman coming off the subway headed to work to her food cart near Radio City.
Are you going to do anything differently? Take any?
I'm done with Corona. I'm done with Omicron. I'm done with Delta. I'm done. I'm not going to do nothing different. Absolutely nothing.
But you're not worried of all the people that you meet in the course of a day?
No, I never got it. All this time that I'm out here taking some precautions, but no, I'm done.
Now, according to the health department, the cases are rising again, but hospitalizations and deaths are still low. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 49th and 6th.
Meanwhile, in New Jersey, the virus is surging again in nursing homes. Over half the state's long-term and assisted living facilities are reporting active outbreaks. That's according to the latest data from the State Department of Health. The statewide positivity rate in New Jersey is almost 12% at the moment, which is high, but hospitalizations are significantly lower than they were last January during the Omicron wave. So why this current wave? Well, the Centers for Disease Control said yesterday that over 70% of the nation's current cases have been caused by two fast-spreading subvariants of Omicron. The FDA recently recommended that vaccine makers update the booster shots they'll be releasing this fall to better combat these new subvariants. Well, police have made an arrest in a fatal stabbing yesterday in the Bronx. The victim, 45-year-old Ana Amadiz Perez, was found dead inside her home on Grand Concourse by officers who answered a 911 call. Within a few hours, they'd taken into custody 40-year-old Raul Jose Santos, who's now charged with murder. No word yet from investigators about what led up to the violence or whether the two knew each other. If you'll be staying at a hotel in the city anytime soon, don't think about bringing any firearms with you. Most of them are about to ban guns.
Vijay Dandapani says just like guns won't be allowed in government buildings, churches, or hospitals, now you can add hotels to that list. He is the president and CEO of the Hotel Association of New York City. He said, we just want to keep New Yorkers and tourists safe.
This is a public area where you have a crowd of people. It's a congregate setting, and so you're going to have people who are in peril should somebody, you know, pick out a gun and start shooting, as is happening so distressingly often.
So the hotels will put up signs saying guns aren't allowed. But Don DePonte insists nobody's hotel room will be searched and no one will be forcibly checked. It's up to guests to declare their weapons. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds News.
Now, the head of a hotel workers union tells the New York Post that with mass shooters targeting public spaces and tourism hubs lately, the gun ban will make guests feel safer and give the city's hospitality sector an economic boost. Several new gun safety measures are now on the books in New Jersey. Governor Murphy signing them into law yesterday and saying that the recent mass shootings in Highland Park, Illinois, Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo require dramatic action, that is, to protect communities. One new measure, the governor says, will require gun owners who move to New Jersey from out of state to register their firearms.
The loophole that allowed gun owners moving into New Jersey to skirt the procedures that established New Jersey residents follow in order to qualify to purchase or obtain firearms, that loophole is hereby closed.
The new laws will also require gun buyers in New Jersey to complete a safety course first, set up a state registry to track ammunition sales, increase penalties for ghost guns, and make it easier for the state to bring public nuisance lawsuits against gun makers. Well, it's been in the works for a very long time, and now the plan to build two new rail tunnels between New York and New Jersey is a step closer to reality. Governors Hochul and Murphy signed a $14 billion funding agreement for Phase 1 of the Gateway Hudson Tunnel project. The states are pledging to share any costs not covered by the federal government. The project also includes a new rail bridge across the Hackensack River. In addition to two new rail tunnels to Penn Station, tunnel construction could begin as soon as next summer. Authorities on Long Island are on the lookout for hundreds of stolen beach passes. The passes were swiped from a ticket office in Long Beach on Sunday, along with more than $14,000 in cash. The passes have a value of around $20,000. City officials say the stolen beach passes are numbered, so if anyone tries to use one, they could find themselves in handcuffs. Well, a close call for an aide to Mayor Adams. He was robbed at gunpoint Tuesday morning in Brooklyn while scouting out a location ahead of a visit from the mayor. The aide had been has been identified, that is, only as a 33-year-old man named Chris. And the mayor's press secretary, Fabian Levy, says he was approached by two men around 10:30 Tuesday morning at the corner of Sands and Navy Streets. They demanded his wallet and cell phone. He said no. Then they shoved him to the ground and took off with his things by force. At least one of the suspects rode away on a city bike. Levy says public safety has been the mayor's top priority since day one. And although there's been progress, there will be no overnight fix. No arrests have been made yet in that incident. Well, the mayor has had it with ghost cars. He's announced a crackdown on vehicles that have been using fake paper license plates to evade tolls and red light tickets. They look like the real thing from a distance and can easily be found for sale online. Now, Mayor Adams is warning drivers that you won't just get a ticket or even a tow if you use the fake plates. He's promising to seize your car and potentially auction it off.
We are now saying this is no longer acceptable. We weren't doing that at the level of what we were doing before. This is connected to our crime problem. This is connected to our Vision Zero problem. This is connected to the disorderly of our city. This is part of one of the rivers we are damming.
Fake paper license plates are an increasingly popular crime. Arrests last year were 300% higher compared to 5 years prior.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.